So we want to study Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis in Masechta Sanhedrin regarding Smichas Zakenin. Amalei Rav Ado Berei De Rav Ol Rav Ashi, and we're talking about the case of Smicha. Let's just open up the Gemara so that we see it inside. I have it here. Oh, good. Sorry, let's just see. On Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Do you have it? How many lines down is it? Is it towards the bottom of the Amud? Let's just see. Yeah, Tana Rabbanan. Yeah, but that's not. Well, let's see if we can. I just want to get to Rav Acha. Where is Rav Acha here? Just a second. Yeah, there it is. So it's really towards the bottom. It's about seven. No, I'd say almost 10 lines up from the bottom. Yeah, Amalei Rav Acha Brei De Ravler Rav Ashi. Okay. Now what we're talking about here is Smichas Hayat. What do we mean? To what extent does the person who's conferring Smicha have to actually lean his hands over the Nismach, the person who's receiving smicha? So this was the question that Rav Acha raised to Rava. He says, "Biyada mamish samchinale." Is it necessary that the somech has to actually put his hands on the head of the nismach in order to confer smicha, which is a requirement, for example, in Parahelim Davishal Tzibur, that you need smicha al rosh? Rav Leis Rav Ashi responded, and he says, "No, it's not required." All he has to do is declare verbally, "Kari le Rebbe, you are Rebbe. You have the status of a Rebbe." And that is V'yayvi le Rishusa lemeidin dini knosis. Now he's a samuch, and he has the authority to implement and establish a chiyuv knas. So we're going to read the Rambam now in Perek Dalet Milcha Sanhedrin Halacha Beis. Ketzad hi asmicha l'doros, lo shi yismichu yideyem al rosh hazaken. Not like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he conferred smicha on the head, and he leaned on his hands on the head of Yoshua, ela shekorin lo rebi, v'yomu lo harei ata somuch, v'yeshcha rishus lodun afilu dini knosos. Now it's interesting that the Gemara speaks about samchinile bishma, and then it adds Yoivi Le Rishusa Lemeidin Dini Knossos, which sounds like that's part of the process of Smicha. In the Rambam, it's explicit. The Rambam is outspoken about it, because the Rambam says, Ketzad, what is Smicha? And the Rambam says, Korin Lo Revi, Omrim Lo Areata Samuch, and Yesh Lecha Rishus Lodin. That's all part of the enunciation and the declaration that establishes Smicha. And the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Aleph writes Omrim Lo Areata Samuch, the Korin Lo Rebbe Miosa Shah. According to the way the Chinuch formulates the actual declaration of Smicha when he confers Smicha, it's just Areata Samuch. And then people call him Rebbe from that time and on. And he has the right to judge dini knosos. I mean, that's the din of a samuch. But it's not that part of the process of smicha, shall we call it a maisa smicha, requires that we declare, hey, you know what, you have rishus lodun dini knosos. No, that's a fact on the ground, but that's not part of the declaration and the maisa smicha. So that now we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch as to how to define Maisa Smicha. Now, he says the following. According to the chinuch, you don't require. Now, Rashi, Dibra Masmich, Dibra Maschil, Mismach Sabi, Rashi writes, Likros Lehem Rabbi. He doesn't add that we have to tell him, Yesh Charashus, Lodun Dine Knossos. It would seem that Rashi belongs to the camp of the Sefer Achinuch. Rashi in Avodah Zorah, on Daf Ches Amid Beis, Dibra Maschil, Dine Knossos, also writes that Samchinon b'shem Rebbe, that we give him the title of a Rebbe. That seems to be what Smicha is all about. No mention that we have to declare that he's got the authority now to don Dine Knossos. All that is omitted. Now, so far, we saw the Rambam in Perek Daled Milchas Sanhedrin, Halacha Beis. Let's fast forward to Halacha Ches in the same chapter. V'yeshlem lemanos lechol mashi yirtzu l'dvarim yechidim. We can appoint these judges in a way that they can have as much power and authority as we want them to have. We can confer on them a minui of kol mashi yirtzu l'dvarim yechidim. So we're not sure what the Rama means when he says dvarim yechidim. So let's see if the Rambam will help us clarify his meaning when he says l'chol mashiyirtzu l'dvarim yechidim. Ketzad, says the Rambam, chacham mufla, if this person who's receiving smicha is a great scholar, an outstanding scholar, such that Roy Lahoris B'chol Torah Kula, that he can answer a question in any area of the Torah, of the Halacha, then Yesh LeBezdin Lismoch Oso V'litein, just 1 second, V'litein Lo Rishus Ladun Lo Lahoris B'Isa V'Heter. In other words, the kind of a smicha that they should confer on such a person, who's such an outstanding scholar, that he's a mufla lahoris b'chol tarkula, don't just say to him, we're giving you smicha lahoris b'isa v'heter, or yidna l'rishus lahoris b'isa v'heter, v'lo l'dun b'dini mominos, or yidnu l'rishus zeh l'zeh, av'lo l'dun b'dini knossos. The Rambam seems to imply that Bezdin will decide the scope of the smicha, in other words, the authority of this person who's receiving smicha. They can tell him, you know what, you have reshus lahoros b'isa v'heter, but not in dini mominos. They can tell him that he has reshus lahoros b'dini mominos, but lo lahoros b'isa v'heter. So that would be a limited kind of smicha. Oh, yitnu lo rishus zeh lezeh. They can give him an expanded kind of scope of smicha, which would include both isa v'heter and dini mominos. But they would exclude dini knossos. So the Rambam is clearly implying that there's no indication, we cannot anticipate one way or the other what exactly is going to be the scope of the smicha. There's such a leeway here, and it could very well be possible that the smicha would be limited in such a way that the nismach is not receiving ordination and authority as far as dini knossos. V'tzarech bir di ech mahani liten l'rishus l'horis b'isa v'heto l'odim b'dini mos v'lo l'odim b'dini knossos, when dini knossos is part of the ma'isa smicha. How can the Rambam on the one hand in the beginning of this chapter of Perek Dal Milchas Sanhedrin define the very essence of a Maisa Smicha is including Rishus to judge in Dini Knossos, and then turn around and say, well, you know what, you can give Smicha and say to the exclusion of Dini Knossos. How does that work out? Now, the Kesef Mishnah has a slightly different question. Minolan la Rambam di ain somchin el misha roy la horse b'chol haTorah. Notice the Kesef Mishnah is assuming that according to the Rambam, you have this person who is so scholarly, is so brilliant, that he deserves smicha. And then we have to determine, do we want to give a smicha this way, only for dini mamonos, do we want to give a smicha for dini yisavahetel, or is bisavahetel, and then we can give him an all-encompassing smicha, we can decide if he can download dini knossos. But who is this person who's receiving smicha? The Rambam says, he's someone who could be mora hora b'chol hakol hatorakul. Where did the Rambam get such a thing? It's a pretty revolutionary or radical position. The Rambam should have had some source for it. So Lecha Mishnah claims that the Rambam found the source in the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Chagiga, and it says Afal Gav de Tomar mi minyans kenim l'dvarim yechidim. So again we have that phrase dvarim yechidim v'hu shiya roi l'chol advarim. So again, we can tell him that he's included in the minyan of Zkenim, but we can give him Dvarim Yechidim. We can give him a limited scope of smicha. You know, we'll restrict his smicha. But the language of the Yerushalmi, Vahushia Roy L'chol Advarim, clearly indicates that although we may specify and limit his area of Rishus Lahoros, but nevertheless, he himself, the person who's receiving smich, is roi lahoros l'chol advarim. Now, this is very strange. We're giving him a restricted scope of jurisdiction, and yet he has to be roi lahoros l'chol advarim. Why is that so? Why not just say the following? The amount of knowledge that he has acquired should be commensurate, should be reflective of the scope and the jurisdiction that we're granting him smicha for. So if we're spelling out that he has smicha for X, so he has to be an expert in X, but we're not giving him smicha for Y or for Z, so why do we have to establish that even up front as a candidate for smicha, he's got to know why Y and Z as well? Why does he have to know Y and Z if we're giving him in any event a restricted smicha? So for example, today Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg will give smicha to someone who knows a particular siman in Shulchan Aruch. He would give him a smicha on that siman, and he's going to test him on that siman. He's not going to test him on other things. I know that back in my father's time, when you got smicha, there were three rabbonim on the panel, and they could test you with questions from Kol HaTorah Kula, even though the smicha was yora yora. It was only a smicha for Iser Beheter. But yet they could ask you questions from here, there, and elsewhere. Wow. Why is that so? So again, we're tempted to assume that there are two dinim in smicha. There's one din in terms of the gavra, well, who's a candidate for receiving smicha, and that's going to set up its own standards, its own requirements. And then there's another din of the nature of the smicha itself, and whether it's restricted scope or it's an all-inclusive scope. But those are two different dinim. Now let's turn to the next Rambam. We've been talking about halacha ches. If you look in halacha test in the same Perek Daled, the Rambam says, "V'chein yesh l'somchim litein reshus ad zman." So this is like a kinyan l'zman, is a smicha l'zman. I can give you smicha up until the next month or up until the next year. V'lom al nisvach yeshcha reshus ladun olahoros. Ladun means dini momenis, lahoros means iser v'heter. Ad sheyavo hanasi l'kar. In other words, when the Nasi comes, then he's going to really make the final decision as to whether or not he wants to include you in the smich. He's got like veto power. So what they did is they gave a smicha with a time limitation in it. The expiration date is the moment that the Nasi will come. O kol zman she'ein ata imanu b'medina. you know, you're going out of the province, there's a pressing need to give you smicha, we'll give you a temporary smicha until you come back. I mean, that's the motivation to not come back. But when you return, then your smicha is revoked. Why? Because we want to have somebody out there in the boondocks that will be able to give a hora. So we're going to invest in you the status of a musmach so that you can go out and help the people in the backwoods, so to speak. But when you return, your smicha is expired. Because we only gave you smicha because of that urgent need out there in your hubbos. So the Kesef Fisher writes that the source for the Rambam is the Gemara here in Sanhedrin, back on Daf Hei Amid Beis, in which Rabbi Yochanan turns to Rav Shammon and he says to him, Hareata Birshusenu Ad Shetovu Etzlenu. And Rashi says Birshusenu means Rishus Nesuna L'chol Adun. So we're giving you a heter, a smicha, Ad Shetovu Etzlenu, until you return to Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, when it says Hareyatav Rishusenu, we're talking about Rishus Nesinu L'cha Ladun, which is a smicha. V'tzarech bir, the Hasam Airi, how could the Kesef Mishnah invoke this Gemara Daf Hei as a source for the Rambam when that's a case of Dine Rishusa? What does that mean? That a person has to get Rishus from the Reish Galusa to sit on a bez. It doesn't mean that he's a Samoch. We're not talking about Dine Smicha, we're just talking about Rishus Ladun Bebezdin, to sit on a Bezdin. Well, you don't have Rishus to sit on a Bezdin without the approval of the Reish Galusa. So you didn't get the license for the Reish Galusa. So you know what? We'll make a deal with you. We'll say you'll have a license to paskin on a Bezdin, but only until the Reish Galusa comes and confirms your status. Shehu afle enom smuchim. So the entire shakel v'tarya of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shammon back on the hey has nothing to do with smicha. They're not talking about smicha there. Smicha meaning an unbroken chain, but leading you back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, Uledvarm shalobin and smicha. The whole sugya of Rav Yochanan and Rav Shammon is referring to those areas of law that don't require a musmach. They don't require you to have smicha. Kimo lahora beisurin tisham shayach litain rishus rak lizman. Al besmicha davi chalos din al agavra sheish lo shem v'tora samuch. The Kesef Mishnah points to a sugya as the source for the Rambam. That sugya is not at all a valid source for the Rambam. That sugya is dealing with what we call Rishus Loshev Bebezdin, Loshevis Bebezdin, and that requires the final approval, the confirmation of the Reish Galusa. We're not giving out smicha here. We're just telling him he's enough of a yada'an. You know, he knows enough of the Torah that he can sit on a bezdin as one of the members of the court. In such a case, the Gemara says you can give a temporary status of a posek, of a dayan, to someone, even though it's going to terminate, it's going to become, expired, that's what I want. It's going to expire at a certain period of time, which either means when he returns to Eretz Yisrael in this case, or Achi Yova Nasi, till the Nasi comes and he decides who's allowed to sit on a Bezdin. As far as Smicha itself is concerned,
Is there such a thing as a smicha that expires? I mean, what's the logical reason for that? Logically, it makes no sense. How can you talk about smicha that expires? An expiration date on smicha. We're talking about a chal shem in gavra. The gavra is a dayan. He's a Muslim. And now you're going to tell me that your status as a musmach is limited in time? How does Rambam know that? When you have a chal shem in gavra, then you need something to uproot and undermine that chal shem in gavra. You can't just say, well, it's only for a certain period of time. Like, for example, in Hegdish, you can't say I'm being magdish this object for a year, and then at the end of the year, it's no longer Hegdish. There is no such halach. You need a pigeon on Hegdish. You can't put a time limitation in Hegdish. Why? Because it's a chal shem in the Cheftz. You have to do something to remove that chal shem. You can't just say, well, initially there was a time limitation, a time allotment, and now that tire expired. Now, we take a look at the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. Smichas Haskenim, says the Rambam, Hu Minui Hadayonim. Now, the Rambam, at this point, is assuming that when you talk about smicha, you're talking about appointing someone as a dayan. Baremez alze, mashenemer vayismoches yadav Allah vayitzaveihu, which I think is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu conferring smicha on Yoshua. Right. So getting back to the remez, vayismoches yadav Allah vayitzaveihu, ein anu tzrichim smicha biyadayim. Why does it say the smicha biyadayim here? You don't require a smicha biyadayim. And this Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos very much reflects what the Rambam Paskin, as we saw in Hilchos Sanhedrin in the Mishnah Torah. But zeh yia isha u samuch. For who are Nikra Elohim, the Yodin Kol Adinim. That last, postscript, so to speak, is really essential. It's critical to understand the Rambam. The Rambam is talking about Smicha, and he ends up by calling him Elohim, meaning he's a Dayan. It must mean that the Rambam identifies Smicha with being a Dayan. Hainu, the Smicha. Havi minui dayonim. Smicha hainu minui dayonim. I mean, that's something that you want to underline here, that smicha is minui dayonim. Sheyesh din shal minui dayan. Va'amaisa minui shememanim v'yosin oso dayan hainu al yidei smicha. So what is the ultimate impact or repercussion of smicha? What's the chal shem in smicha? It's minui dayonim. He becomes a dayan. And the source for this is the pasuk Vayitzaveihu. Now again, Vayitzaveihu would seem to refer to a smicha of, shall we say, connecting it back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But now we're saying that the smicha is really a minui dayan. And he quotes the Brisker Rav al Torah in Parshas Va'era. When it says Vayitzaveim, it's a lashon minui, kmo leminayom ashet zivisi shoftim alami Yisrael. So again, the word Vayitzaveim means minui. V'chein pirush b'sfarno, kmo chein may dechsiv Vayitzaveihu, mipnei shemina oso Moshe lios dayon v'nasi b'sanhedrin. So the word Vayitzaveihu means he was appointed as a dayan. We're not talking about being appointed as a part of a chain in the link of the transmission of the Torah. Like we talk about all the doros of smicha, that if you go from now backwards, the
you end up with Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking about a smicha of minui dayanim. In the case of Yoshua, he could be the Nasi of Sanhedrin. Let's see if the Ram reflects this idea in the Mishnah Torah, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Ein somchin smicha zu shehi minui azkenim ledayanus el v'shlosha. You can't get more explicit than that. The Rambam identifies smicha as minui l'dayanus. So once again, we underline the words, hari de smicha have minui dayan. Let's fast forward to the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Mihilcha Sanhedrin. And we're looking now, we'll actually rewind to Perek Gimel, Hilcha Sanhedrin, and Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, kach, this is based on the Gemara of Zera. The Gemara says that Zera was hiding so that no one should find it to bestow smicha upon him. And the Kesef Mishnah sends you to a Gemara in Sanhedrin Yudalid. Oh, yeah, about Reb Zera. I didn't cheat. Yeah, Reb Zera. Hare the smicha ainu minu l'dayim. So the Rambam again says that the Chachamim, like Rav Zera, who is running away from smicha because he was baruch mi lehismanos. Lehismanos means to become a dayan. He didn't want to be appointed as a dayan. And how do you get appointed as a dayan? Through smicha. So he was fleeing from smicha. Let's look at the Rambam and say for our mitzvahs. This is mitzvahs asei kuf ayin vav. And the Rambam writes that again, this is the translation from Arabic into Hebrew. Ha, it's shetivinu lemano shoftim, and you get the impression that we're talking about the mitzvah of minu shoftim, which only applies to smuchim shenikru Elohim. Right, the word in the Torah for a dayan is Elohim. And Elohim is exclusive with regard to someone who has smicha ish mipi yesh mufri Moshe Rabbein. So when the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah l'mano shoftim, what he means is the shoftim of Elohim, which are smuchim. And he writes v'dach she'elu ha'menuyim kulam klomer sanhedri gedolu ketanu bezit shal shlosha. Omnam yu kula bi eretz Yisrael behechrich bi ein smicha ela bi eretz Yisrael kshinis kaima smicha bi eretz Yisrael az efshal l'smuchim ha'hem sheyishitu b'chutz la'aretz, both the aretz and b'chutz la'aretz. So we see that the mitzvah of minui shoftim is only smuchim because smicha skeim is minui dayanim, and the meaning of a dayan has to be done and achieved and implemented through smicha, but it's only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutzlatz. Again, once he's a Saluk, he can judge and adjudicate in Bezdin and Chutzlatz as well, but he has to receive the smicha and be invested with the status of a Saluk in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Minui Shoftim is all about. Minui Shoftim is the same as smicha sekenet. So the Rambam again is very consistent. Now the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah lemanos bezdin shel shlosha v'ein memanim el smuchim. Now this is a little bit of a pella because the Gemara establishes at the beginning of the Masechta Sanhedrin that as far as hodos are concerned, you don't need smuchim. And yet the Rambam is saying that there's no minu even for bezdin of shlosha unless there's smuchim. The afgav the rashoim lodin baudos v'alvos the shchichi afilu k'she'enam smuchim haynu rak shechal aleim toras bezdin lodun lahach dvorim afilu k'she'enam smuchim. So when the Rambam says that we need smuchim for bezdin shel shlosha, what he means is that afilu k'she'enam smuchim, and he means that there's a bezdin here. We have a bezdin that's made up of three individuals, and they could judge dini momenos and hodos v'alvos included. even though technically you don't have smicha. The lo tzarech shiyehei dayan kavua kidei lodun el yesh mitzvah lehismanos dayanim kvuim shiyaleim shem dayan v'lezetzach shiyesamach. So there are two types of dayan. There's one called a dayan kavua, and there's another called a dayan she'eno kavua. And then afkamin is whether you need smicha. So in order to achieve the status of a dayan kavua, you must have smicha. Why? Because a dayan kavua is a full-fledged status as a dayan. The ein meman in dayan elam kenu sama. The aflios dayan kavua bebezin shel shloshe tzarech shiyeh sama. If he's going to be a permanent member of the court, a court of three judges, then he's got to be some. Lachen shemamanim dayin kavua sarach lios some. V'nira d'be'emes shnei dinim ikar b'minui dayin. Chada ikar din mashal yidei minui chal al gufo toras dayin. V'shen is mishum toras Srarus be Israel. The Gan Bishvil Toras Srarus be Israel be Inon Minui Linog Srara be Israel. So when we talk about Minui Dayan, we're not necessarily talking about a Gavra who now has become a dayan, but we may be talking about srara. That we're appointing him as a dayan means that he has a srara b'yisrael, and that also needs minui. So, for example, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Molochim, as far as appointing a king, says eima minu melech mikahal gerim. There are certain requirements for someone to receive a minui as a melech. And then the Rambam says, "Velo malchus bilvad." Not only is this requirement that he be imo mi Yisrael and not mikal gerim. Not only does that apply to minu melech, lo malchus levad el lechol asroro shem Yisrael. Any appointed leader of Israel must be like a melech from kahal Yisrael and not from kahal gerim. For example, the Rambam says, "Lo sar tzava." V'lo sari chamishim, v'lo sari asara. V'ein tzarech lomer dayan o nasi, shelo yehe elam Yisrael, shenemem mikerev achecha tosim olecha melech, kol simo shatameisim olecha lo yu elam mikerev amecha. So we see from this Rambam that the din, that you don't appoint a melech unless he's from kerev achecha, but not melech mikahal gerim, is eno mishum ikar adin minui to be inu lochel of Torah's melech. This is not because of the change of status of the individual to become a melech, but rather it's a din in minui, that in order to do a minui of any sort of srara, any sort of nesius of klal Yisrael, and how much more so the paradigm case of a melech, that requires mikerev achecha, and it shouldn't be gerim. And that's what the pasuk means when it says lo tuchal aseis olecha ish nachri. That mikaven shel yesho nasius, that's called olecha usrara olecha tzarech shiyeh mikerev achecha. And the same thing applies to a dayan, that he has a srara b'Yisrael, and therefore there's a chalos din minui because the Torah has srara al Yisrael. So again, we're not talking about the Ikar Chalos Din Minui or Shem Minui in the Gavra, but we're talking about Srara v'Yisrael. U'machmas hach minui shielo Shem Srara al Yisrael tzarech shiyeh imo miYisrael dechol mesimos b'Yisrael, any Srara b'Yisrael ein memanim el mikerev achecha k'niksiv mikerev achecha tosim olecha. So if I ask you the question, why does a dayan, in order to have a minui dayonis, have to be mikerev achecha? The answer is not because he functions as a dayan and we're giving him a change in status, but rather because he is included in Sraga, meaning he as a Dayan has the status of a leader of Israel, and the law is with regard to all Svaras, without any exception, a Memanim Elamikerev Achecha. So it's not the Torah's Dayan, the Chal Shem and Gavra, that's what generates the psul, so to speak, of Ben Gerim. But rather, because the Minui Dayanus includes a second dimension, and that is Srara B'Yisrael, is then we have the paradigm cases Minui Melech, that's the ultimate Srara, and there the Torah says, Mikarev Achecha, hence even a Dayan is considered a Srara B'Yisrael, and he too has to come Mikarev Achecha. And now we can begin to understand when the Rambam says that you can give smicha in a limited form, right? Lahoros b'isav heter, or only in dini momentus, but not in dini knossos. And we're asking, well, once he has an asinus reshus and he has smicha, well, we said that the maisa smicha is a smicha for dini knossos. How can you then give him smicha and exclude him from dini knossos? But the answer is that the Rambam holds there are two dinim in a reshus of a minui dayan. There's one dinim in a sinus reshus that he becomes a dayan, and on top of that, there's another dinim in a sinus reshus unto itself to be a nasi b'Yisrael, to have a srara. So we could give him that reshus, and he could have a shame dayan, but he doesn't have a reshus to be noeg nasius al Yisrael. Because in order to be knowing the Nesiyas al Yisrael, we need a special dispensation, a special license, a minui of miyuchad, let's call it a reshus miyuchedes, that he can serve as a dayan, as a nasi shal Yisrael. So therefore, when the Gemara and the Rambam writes that Nesiyas reshus is a maisa smicha, and that includes to be dan dini knossos, that's talking about the Iker Din Minui to be a Dayan. And included in the Minui to be a Dayan Kavua is Dini Knossos. However, when the Rambam says that you can give Rishus Lahoros B'Isa V'Heter and only in Isa V'Heter, or B'Dini Momenus and only in Dini Knossos, to the exclusion of Knossos, there the Rambam is talking about the Din Minui of Srara, of Nesinas Rishus, Debeinu Nesinas Rishus Mishum Torah Srara B'Yisrael, and as far as that's concerned, the meaning of Torah of Srara B'Yisrael, we Lo Beinu Lite Lo Rishus B'Dafka Lodin Dini Knossos. We don't have to necessarily grant him a Srara over Dini Knossos. Yichol Lite Lo Rishus Lahoros B'Isa V'Heter Lahoros B'Dini Momenos. The Harei Lehismanos Lios Dain Kavu Linam Sror of Yisrael Lahoros B'Dini Monos O B'Dini Yisavahet Gamkin B'Inan Shies Samuch. The Af Sheyachol Lodun Dini Monos O Yisavahet B'Li Chalos Din Shem Dain Kavu Mikomakom Lehismanos Lios Dain Kavu Yisavahet L'Dini Monos is then, since it's included under the Halach of Srora, he has to be a Samuch. Mahani But now, as far as Srara is concerned, we can limit it and restrict it to certain areas. Because it's not enough that I make him into a dying kavua, he also needs an appointment as a Srara over Klal Yisrael. And if that be the case, we begin to understand an expiration date. You know, we're giving Rishus to be Noeg Nesius and Srara over Klal Yisrael, but we're giving it only until a certain moment in time. So that these dinim, that you can give a restricted, limited kind of horah or power in Minui Dayan through Smicha, or a limited amount of time in which he can be Noeg that Smicha, that's all from the perspective of the additional smicha, the additional dimension of smicha, in addition to sitting on a bezdin as a dayan kavua, we're also giving you the status of a nasi b'Yisrael, of noeg srar b'Yisrael. Here, we can give it in a very limited way. And we can say, your rishus that we're giving you to be noeg srar b'Yisrael is limited to dini mamonos, or to dini sebeheter. Or perhaps it's limited to dini mamonos without including dini knasos. That's fine, because he needs a niug srara. He needs a smicha that will include also rishus linog b'srara. And Bezdin, I shouldn't say Bezdin, I should say the Chacham who's giving smicha, or in this case three Chacham who are giving smicha, they can decide to what extent he could have a scope of Nesias b'Yisrael, and they can give a limitation in that skala, both in terms of the areas in which he can be noeg srara in Yisrael, and in terms of the time period in which he has this rishus for srara b'Yisrael. Okay, we're going to have to stop here. I think we did most of it.
Yes.
We didn't finish it. It's almost finished. So let's put this all together. We'll collect the pages here.
This is all yours.
Yeah. So if you want to make a copy, I don't have a copy, so take whatever you need and make the copy. Mirza Shem will start the official program next week, maybe the Monday or Tuesday.